Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 515 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. I am Kevin Huntsberger, and I am flying solo this week. I had originally planned to have Chad once again on the podcast. I did not communicate in enough time. Part of it was I was watching the Mr. McMahon docuseries on Netflix, and that's actually what I'm going to talk about this week. I'm not going to go into terrible details because I do think this is a better idea for a conversation and not just one-sided views, but I'll talk about that in just a few minutes. I know it has not been without controversy, but something that's not controversial, I'm going to kick things off with this week, and that is a couple of new figures in my collection. These are from the early 90s, I think 1990 to be exact, and I'm going to put my glasses on if you are watching on YouTube. Thank you for that. These are the Galoobs, the WCW Galoobs. This is Sting, Surfer Sting, my very first and only Surfer Sting figure. I've got a couple of the Crow Stings, but I saw this on an online auction here in Southern Illinois and bid, and I got this whole lot, and I'll show you what else I got with it. But the two that I am keeping for my collection are the Galoob Scott Steiner and the Galoob Sting, and they were pretty rough shape. You can see here on camera that they're not in great condition, but I did clean them up, gave them a fig bath. I have a Paul White. Yeah, this is Paul White before they, I guess, started calling him the Big Show. Bendham from 1999. He's even, you can't probably see it, but on the back it's his signature, and it is Paul White. Plan to try to resell this somewhere along the way, so if you're interested, make me an offer. This is a K-Dog, a Conan figure, and I think this was the Flipping Grip WCW figures. If you're watching, you can see he's not doing an exercise here. This is he's got little knobs or magnets on his fist, and then I guess grips and flips, as the title implies. This one was in really rough shape, and there's something going on with the back here, so I don't know if anyone's going to find any value in this one, but this guy went through a fig bath. Still in the package, a Thunder Rosa Micro Brawler, and this one I am going to try to flip and get a little bit money back. And then this one I bought for nostalgia purposes, but really I probably am not going to keep it. This is, this is autographed. I didn't even notice that. This is a three-disc collector series DVD of WrestleMania 22. This is actually the first WrestleMania that I went to. Chad and I and our friend Jeremy made the trek to Chicago back in 2006. And this is autographed. And I think if you're watching, look at that and tell me, can you tell whose signature that is? I don't know if that might be John Cena. I can't tell though. I'll have to look and see. That's interesting. I did not know that this had, the auction just had a picture of the whole lot, and it just said WrestleMania DVD. It did not say that there was an autograph included. So I'm going to do a little research. I may have stumbled onto something a little bit more of value than what I originally thought, but probably. I mean, I know autographs don't go for that much, but to look and see. I think that says John Cena, though. I'll have to look. Because again, I'm not an autograph hound, so I don't really know when it comes to those kinds of situations. I would much rather be in an opportunity to get a picture than an autograph. a little bit more memorable for me, at least. So, but let me know if you're interested in any of these things before I list them. We can talk. You can send me a message. That Big Show or Paul White, I should have taken before pictures. This was really dirty before I gave him the fig bath, and he cleaned up pretty good. His nose has got a little bit off the tip of his nose, but other than that, he's in pretty good shape. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens here, and try to do a little bit of flipping in the wrestling space. So be sure to check out my 123 cents on all forms of, well, on most forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, as well as X. Don't post as much on X as I used to with the My 123 Cents page. And then everything else I do wrestling related comes through my TikTok. And of course the My 123 Cents YouTube channel. So check those out if you haven't already. And if you're watching on the YouTube channel, then you've already checked it out. So be sure to subscribe. But I wanted to talk a little bit this week, and again, not going into a whole lot because it is a rather controversial topic. It's very polarizing. It's like politics. You know, pro wrestling these days is much like politics. I don't see fans of other sports, of other genres, of other forms of entertainment fight and argue and, you know, get as offended as pro wrestling fans do. And I don't know really why that is. I think part of it is because it does blend that mix of real life in with the fantasy. So that reality is coming through part of it, you know, because when Randy Orton is walking down the street, that is Randy Orton. But when Tom Cruise is walking down the street, it's not, now I'm drawing a blank on what his character's names are, but when Tom Hanks, we'll use him instead, is walking down the street, it's not Forrest Gump, for example. And I'm dating myself with a 30-year-old movie reference, but I probably don't get out as much as I should in that regard. So maybe that's part of the reason why wrestling fans get so offended so easily. But man, the divide between like AEW, like every week on Twitter, it is just constant, or every day on Twitter, it's just this constant. And, you know, it trickles through on the other social platforms, but I see it most predominantly on Twitter or X. And some of it, I guess, you know, people voice their opinions and then people get offended and people, you know, why everybody holds Dave Meltzer in such a high regard and has for so many years, when it's fairly obvious he is biased in his reporting, air quotes on reporting, because he's not a true journalist. He is not someone who vets sources. He is not someone who is in the know. He has been fed bullshit for years and then redistributed it as fact. And I think that's my biggest thing with him is, you know, my 123 cents was founded as a opportunity to voice my opinion, my 123 cents, a playoff of the old phrase, my 2 cents. And so I never, ever wanted this to be a quote unquote news site or something that was the gospel. And it was just something to, for at that time, a 30-something year old man to voice his opinions about the world of professional wrestling that he grew up watching, and the nostalgia of wrestling and going back and having those feels, if you will. And that's kind of, you know, now into my 50s, you know, this brand started 13, 14 years ago now, on a Friday night in September. And, you know, I had visions of grandeur and thought that things were going to, you know, that this was going to take off and go and become a viral part of the internet wrestling community. And it never did. And I'm okay with that. I'm still doing it because I love doing it. This podcast, I look forward to recording every week. I don't ever feel like, I got to record today, or I got to get a topic or a guest or come up with something. Some weeks are easier than others to do this, but I love doing the podcast, and I focused most of my attention on that and away from the blog writing, which I do intend to hopefully in the next week or two sit down and write a couple of blogs and knock some of that out. Because again, that's kind of what brought me to the dance, was writing blogs. And even though I don't read blogs, I do like to write blogs. And at one time I was pretty damn good at it and doing it consistently and daily for a while. I was on a long blogging streak, and now I've been on a long not blogging streak because I am, you know, in my professional life now, after I left the TV news business 5+ years ago, I went into content creation and marketing, and there's a lot of creative energy that goes into that, that by the time I come home at night, I'm a little sapped, and I am not, or maybe zapped is the right word, but I'm not as creative with what I want to put out there on my own personal branding spaces. And so I have picked and chosen what I'm going to do and what I'm going to post as far as the beer reviews, or now the Hunsberger Chronicles, which I try to every Sunday, unless there's a special week. For example, National Cheeseburger Day was on a Wednesday. I dropped the video on Wednesday instead of a Sunday, but my plan is to drop them on Sundays. I'm doing stuff in the month of October with different Halloween-inspired and themed craft beers. So I'm doing those on TikTok. I'm doing them on YouTube and sharing them on social media, links to get to those and watch. And an effort to just kind of show a little personality, have a little fun, and hopefully, you know, maybe pick up a new follower or two along the way. And that's really kind of been my motivation for doing some of the things that I do under my personal brand umbrella, which of course includes the My123Cents brand, which again now is 14 years old. This podcast will be 10 years old in December. So I'm excited about that as well. Not to mention the, you know, 515th episode right now that is dropping in audio form. The video versions, I just started doing the video versions of the podcast not that long ago. I'm not even sure when I picked up with that. I know the RVD episode, episode 420, was a video version of the podcast, and I wasn't as consistent with it after that, but I have over the past probably year or so done them in video and audio format. And again, I appreciate everyone who tunes in, watches, listens, shares, makes a comment, leaves a review. It means the world to me. And something else that means the world to me is the My123Cents Action Figure Drive, Wrestling Figure Drive. I got a big donation today, and I kind of buried the lead here. I don't know. I don't know if he wants to be named, but he knows who he is. And if he does eventually want me to identify him, I'm more than happy to do that. But he and his wife recently had a birthday, or both celebrated birthdays. And instead of their friends throwing them a party and buying them gifts, they just said, make a donation to the My123Cents Wrestling Figure Drive. And $476 later, we're going to be making a big difference this Christmas. And again, you can help out with that. Bring a toy, you know, buy a toy. A wrestling figure specifically. We'll meet up between now and December. We have just over 2 months to get this done. And we're going to make a difference in the lives of kids here in Southern Illinois. Everything donated goes to Toys for Tots, which covers 5 counties here in Southern Illinois. I believe it's Jackson, Williamson, Franklin, Jefferson, and Saline. I think those are the 5 counties they cover. It may be drop south. I don't know. If you live in Southern Illinois, you know it goes to kids right here in Southern Illinois. And I've had the good fortune of people from outside the region donating as well. So whether you want a Venmo, whether you want to buy a figure on Amazon or on, what's the website? I'm drawing a total blank now. Dalton Anthony knows what I'm talking about. It's the toy store online that the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast always uses. They drop the prices of toys about this time of year every year as well. Ringside Collectibles. So if you are so inclined and want to help and want to make a difference, it'd be greatly appreciated. Again, that big near $500 donation on top of the $100 from the Royal Rumble this year, as well as some other donations that have come in. We're gonna do good. We're gonna do a better job this year, I think, than we did last year. And again, I try not to set a goal, a specific goal, because I just want to make a difference. And I think that whether we give one toy or 1,000 toys, it is making a difference. And I'll never be able to compete with the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, but I appreciate their inspiration to do something good in our local communities and make a difference. And I believe this will be year 7 for the toy drive. So want to mention also Stride Pro Wrestling. If you're coming to that Stride show and want to bring a toy, I would gladly take it from you. But again, it's not an official thing to do. But Stride Pro Wrestling is coming back on Friday, November 8th. It is happening at the Crab Orchard High School in Crab Orchard, Illinois. So if you, it's near Marion. And if you are wanting more information, be sure to follow Stride Pro Wrestling. Two matches so far announced. Heavyweight champion Peyton Ayers defending against Farmer Billy Hills. And we will also see a grudge match between Red Daniels and Cash Borden, two of the all-time greats, four of the all-time greats involved with Stride. So I'm excited about all of that and what is to come on the 8th of November. I will be there as ring announcer. As I take a sip of my beverage, water, cold water, ice cold water. But I'm looking forward to that as well. So if you're able to make it out, come out. We would love to see you and have a great time. Family-friendly entertainment for just $10 on a Friday night. There's not much better. Then I leave the next day for a business trip, my very first, and I'm excited about that too. And I'll be somewhere wrestling-related, so I'll be posting some pictures over on the My123Cents Facebook page as well as on the My123Cents Instagram and sharing some memories and thoughts as I'm there experiencing all of that as well. But back to the subject at hand, and that, of course, as I mentioned, is the Mr. McMahon docuseries on Netflix. It's 6 episodes. If you haven't already watched it, I'm not going to say don't watch it. I'm not going to say watch it. I am going to say that a lot of the stuff in this documentary, this docuseries, is not new to hardcore wrestling fans. Now, if you are someone who has casually or peripherally watched wrestling over the last several years, then you would probably learn something new. I don't really feel like I walked away with any new information. And I know that it was touted as, you know, Vince McMahon tells all and this, that, and the other. And I guess the original idea for this started in 2021, or at least it started recording. The series started recording in 2021. And they talked to a lot of superstars. You know, Vince McMahon himself obviously is the centerpiece of it. But we hear from Stone Cold Steve Austin. We hear from Trish Stratus, Booker T, Bruce Pritchard, John Cena, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, Shane McMahon. So The Undertaker, there's a who's who. Trish Stratus, Tony Atlas. I think Tony Atlas and Hulk Hogan might be the only two superstars or voices from the golden era, you know, the earlier days of Vince McMahon. Learning some of the history and seeing some of that. I'm saying all this to say it the majority of it was recorded prior to the bombshell announcements and the accusations and the investigation that is still ongoing. And that's why I don't want to say a whole lot about it, because I know we are going to, I would anticipate in November or December, we're going to learn more about the federal investigation, which the feds, I believe, said they needed 6 months to conduct. And we're getting close to that 6 month point. You know, Vince McMahon to me, you know, before all of this, and again, I'm saying all of this part of the podcast, so, you know, not that I think anyone's going to clip this and or get on here and look to requote or retweet or hold anything that I say against me, but I just want to say that, yeah, as a kid growing up, you see behind me, if you're watching, a shelf full of wrestling action figures. I wouldn't have gone out and bought these new figures today had it not been for that fandom early on in the 80s, thanks to what was being put out there by the WWF. And Vince McMahon was the catalyst for that. And again, I'm not saying that to give him a free pass or excuse or disregard anything that he is accused of doing or anything that he has actually done. And I know there have been payouts made. And, you know, things I don't think are going to go very well for Vince McMahon once it's all said and done. Once we see the dust settle, I just, my gut tells me that it's not going to be good. So I say all that to say that, you know, as a kid, though, as a 12-year-old, I didn't know. I had no clue. And I'm watching for the enjoyment and watching Hulk Hogan and watching Rowdy Roddy Piper and seeing those larger-than-life figures on TV and then seeing them in the arenas, going to house shows. And I'm hoping to do another podcast very soon on the whole house show experience and what it has meant as a wrestling fan. Because I know under TKO and WWE has talked about cutting, or not talked about it, they have announced that they are cutting back on live shows and live experiences. So we'll talk more about that in depth in a future episode of the podcast. But I think my biggest takeaway from the Mr. McMahon documentary was not just his relationship with his father, Vincent J. McMahon, who was the founder or was running, you know, I think at one point it was Capital Wrestling, but it was the WWWF, the New York territory. And, you know, in that docuseries, we learned that Vincent Kennedy McMahon, the Vince McMahon we all know, grew up without his father until about the age of 12. And even then, when he had the relationship with his dad, it was very strenuous and there was not a lot of love shown or expressed respect or anything along those lines. And I think that growing up that way impacted Vince McMahon. He says in the docuseries he was abused by his stepfather. There are inferences that he was sexually abused, maybe perhaps even by his mother. I believe that was one of the things that was said during the docuseries, and maybe even during that Playboy interview from way back when that he did. So there's trauma there. And so, and again, not using that to excuse or pardon or forgive anything that may or may not have happened as a result of Vince McMahon being an adult and a business owner and a father and a husband. Again, not excusing any of that. But I am saying that, you know, people who go through those types of situations, some of them go on to become repeat offenders. And that could be the case that we're seeing here. Shane McMahon, you know, was very, there were times during that I felt for him as well, because I think that he feels or felt the same way Vince often felt about his own father, not having that love or respect. Although, you know, Stephanie and Shane grew up with their father in their lives, their entire life, at least in the home. It did from time to time seem like there was some trauma there that Shane was dealing with and experiencing as well. So, and I think Vince acknowledges that in the docuseries, and there's a moment at WrestleMania 32 from Dallas where Shane wrestled The Undertaker, and there's an embrace, and reading Vince's lips, he says, "I love you, Shane." And, you know, Shane said that he just wanted that love and that respect. And so, again, no excuses, no pardoning or anything along those lines. But I think that if we, because I have seen people, wrestling fans, friends of mine, and outside of people that I know that are like, F Vince McMahon, F the WWE, F Bruce Pritchard, F anyone that knew, you know, it's a, you know, it's a slippery slope. And I think that, and again, I'm not saying let's all kumbaya and have a hug out session here, but I am saying if we all, no matter who it is, if we show some compassion along the way in this world, it goes far, at least to me it does. And so I do think that if Vince McMahon did do the things he's accused of doing, that he should pay for those crimes. And then once that is complete, he has paid his debt to society. And I think that sometimes we as a society have trouble with that phase of, you know, a person does wrong by our system, they pay either a penalty, a fee, a fine. They go to prison. They go to jail. They do things to, you know, get that, you know, serve their time, so to speak. And sometimes we forgive and sometimes we don't. And I think forgiving goes a long way. We don't have to forget it. We can remember it. If you choose to cancel your subscription to Peacock, or if you choose to burn all of your LJN action figures or throw out your wrestling magazines, that's your prerogative. You certainly have the right to do that. But I think that, you know, along the way, we all just have to do a better job, I think, of taking the time to listen and understand. And again, if you have done wrong, then you deserve to pay for that. Again, whether it's monetarily, and I'm not suggesting that you pay to make things go away. I think that you pay and serve your debt to society. And maybe part of that debt to society is that you do get canceled and you do go away. What is next for Vince McMahon? Who knows? I do think, like I said, there's going to be more to come out in before the end of this year. I think that, you know, he's in his late 70s. There's been speculation that he's going to start another wrestling company, that he's going to become involved with other combat sports or other things like that. I don't see that happening. I think that probably what needs to happen, it would be in his best interest if he just retired and rolled off into the sunset. And, you know, if he ends up going to prison, you know, if he ends up doing the things that need to be done to correct the wrongs that he has done, then I'm all for that. You know, again, I'm not excusing him. I'm not pardoning him. I'm not saying that he deserves a second chance or deserves our understanding. But I do think that we as society need to also remember that it's probably deeper than what we see, because the Netflix documentary did not, in my opinion, open up any, it's not going to change anyone's mind. If you hated Vince McMahon before the documentary, you're going to hate him afterward. And if you loved Vince McMahon after the documentary, you're going to still love him. I do think he's a character. I think he does things and says things and, you know, he's a ruthless businessman, but that's what made him successful. That's what made him a billionaire. And that's what made a lot of other people millionaires. And again, I'm not saying that the money excuses or makes anything better. But I also often wonder where, as wrestling fans, would we be without the early boom of the WWF in the 80s and then the resurgence in the 90s. And I had questions posed here that I was going to ask Chad, and we're going to bounce back and forth. And I may save these for a rainy day and do another episode on that. But, you know, I think that we all make mistakes. And when you're a celebrity or when you're, you know, Vince McMahon is obviously a celebrity, but when you're in that world, your mistakes, just like your successes, are on display for the world to see. And I think that sometimes, depending on who you are, and I think Vince McMahon, again, one of those polarizing figures who people think is an asshole or they love him. And if they think you're an asshole and you make these mistakes, they're going to be obviously much more inclined to want to see your demise, you know, raising people up onto that high horse and then knocking them down. And it happens in all walks of life. It's not just, you know, it's kind of like the Chiefs, for example, right now. The Kansas City Chiefs are two-time Super Bowl champion, back-to-back Super Bowl champions. And, you know, will there be a three-peat? And I think that they lose fans, and then you throw Taylor Swift in the mix and people get pissed off about that. And so I just think that society in general, we love, you know, to build people up, but then the second they show any sign of weakness or any sign of wavering or faults, a lot of times we're ready to knock them down and then kick them while they're down. And again, I don't want that to sound like I think Vince McMahon is the victim here, because I don't. I think that part of his life, he was a victim. He chose to go down a different path than what you would hope that someone who experienced what he experienced did, allegedly chose to do that. And so until the dust settles later this year or into 2025, we're not going to know for sure. And we probably will never really completely know. But I just encourage everyone to, you know, don't be so mean and harsh to others, especially those who have a different opinion than you. If you disagree, disagree, but you don't have to resort to the name calling and all the other stuff that goes along with that. So that was really it that I was going to talk about with Vince McMahon. I just wanted to kind of talk about that father-son component, because I do think our environment as children shapes who we become as teenagers, as adults. Then, you know, you introduce a spouse into the mix, and then however the two of you choose, but you're also bringing in their childhood experiences, good or bad. And then you hope to raise kids that are going to grow up to be good human beings. And that doesn't always happen either. The people with the best intentions sometimes have things go the wrong way. So I encourage you, before you judge, before you hate, before you knock on people, to understand that we're all in this world. None of us are going to get out of it alive. So instead of being assholes to one another, let's do a little more, you know, and again, I sound like kumbaya, go hug a tree and you know, whatever. But I just think there's so much negativity out there now between politics and between the wrestling space, that if we just post more positive experiences, you know, I bought these stupid wrestling figures over the weekend, and I'm excited about that, and I'm going to post about it. And people are going to be like, who cares? But, you know, I'd probably get 10,000 more views if I did something more anti-Donald Trump or I meant Vince McMahon. I was thinking of the clips from Donald Trump being on the Vince McMahon docuseries. So spoiler alert, that's there too. So again, let's just be nicer to each other if we can make that happen. And if you're going to be nice or want to be nice, a donation again to the My123Cents Wrestling Figure Drive this winter. Of course, Stride Pro Wrestling returning for a big show, a fundraiser show at Crab Orchard High School on November the 8th. Again, check out My123Cents on all social media platforms. That's going to do it. Send your hate mail to me. I can take it. I really can. So don't hesitate to weigh in, leave a review, good, bad, or indifferent. Just let me know what you're thinking, what you want to see in here in the month of October, because again, I want to stick with the Halloween themed shows like I did last year. So weigh in and let me know. Friends, thanks for being a part of the experience. We will see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.